Alice Stockton Rossini on the east side. Alice, what? So this happened Friday night. Do you want to set this thing up for us?
Yes, Gavin McGinnis. He founded the Proud Boys in 2016. It's a nationalist men's club. And he was scheduled to speak at the Metropolitan Republican Club here on the Upper East Side about deep state socialists, which that's kind of like Alex Jones territory, kind of radical, right wing. Also, he was going to talk about Western values. And after the speech, about two dozen of his Proud Boys came out of the club, and about the same number of protesters were waiting. And both groups consider each other to be a danger to society, and they just started fighting and screaming slurs, and they were throwing things at the Metropolitan Club. They broke a window. They spray painted on the front door. One protester, you can see it on the video, he's writhing on the sidewalk, and the Proud Boys are kicking him. Three people are charged with assault. And what's confusing is everybody assumed that, you know, the Proud Boys were the ones being charged with assault, but it is three members of the anti-fascist group that have been charged with assault. And so that left people somewhat confused. And the next thing you know, Governor Cuomo saying, well, I'm going to do an investigation. I'm going to send in the state police. And the mayor got mad and said, you know, no thanks. The NYPD can handle that. And basically people here on the Upper East Side think the NYPD can handle it, but they're concerned about what happened here on the east side on Friday night.
I live right upstairs.
Oh, I thought it was ridiculous. I think people should be able to say what they want to say, and I think protest is part of the political heritage, and people should be able to protest, but they got very violent, and they vandalized the building, and I thought that was absolutely ridiculous, and there's no place for it, and I think they should have all been arrested. That's what I think.
Both sides?
No.
Just the one side.
Yes.
Which side would that be?
The protesters.
So that would be the left side.
Yes, the left side. Yes, I do.
That had a problem with the guy from the right that was speaking at the club.
Yes, I think he should have the right to speak in this country. Yes.
People taking sides. What else is new in 2018?
Well, listen to this woman. She's on the other side.
But I think it's much more representative of our life. I mean, this is an attack. And if you ask certain people from the extreme right, they will say that it's a setup from the radical Democrats. And if you're in this neighborhood, you're going to find that radical either way doesn't exist. People here are, I would say, moderates. That's totally appropriate to have protests.
Now, there are those who say that we're headed for a civil war in this country.
Well, I think people are going to have attacks. I think Trump better be careful, because there are probably going to be a lot of attacks on his life. Because there are people that are so angry. And
do you think he's fueling this anger?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty harsh, Alice.
So it's one side or the other. And then we've got Grant, who's kind of, you know, he just thinks this is America and things like this should be allowed.
I couldn't make out any of the words that they were saying, but they were upset. Actually, I really liked it, just because it sort of shows there's freedom of speech. I mean, it seems that people don't protest or do much anymore, and I thought that it was very healthy. I think America is supposed to be all about freedom of speech and freedom of assembly.
Wow, you got a lot of people with a lot of thoughts. No shortage of opinions up there, Alice.
Right. Well, the very next night, the Proud Boys marched in Portland, Oregon, and there was a Black Lives Matter protest, and they got into it, and it became a much bigger brawl, and viral videos are being investigated there. But I can tell you this, these anti-fascist groups, I ran into them at the Republican convention and at the Democratic convention. They were the ones burning the flags. They were the ones that were really getting heated at both of the conventions and fighting and throwing things. So, you know, it doesn't matter what side you're on. When you start hurting people, I mean, they were setting things on fire outside of the inauguration. Remember when bottles were throwing during the inauguration, people they started attacking buildings in Washington, D.C. I mean, when it starts getting that crazy, that just we that's no, that's not a protest. I don't know what message you're trying to get across when you start getting violent and people are getting hurt and flags are being burned and buildings are being vandalized. So that's the problem with both sides. Both sides are violent, and both sides are now getting into regular clashes across the country. And as we head into the midterms, you know, I just wonder if we might be seeing more of this kind of activity.
Civil war, Alice.
Well, I'm going to say, my quote is going to be, there are plenty of bad people on both sides. Not good people. All right. Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it, kid.
All right, guys.